Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, Abby, and today I am here with, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Apollo.
We are indeed here with Apollo. So today we are talking about the importance and like usage of pronouns and why they matter and who they matter to specifically. So this episode's kind of, I don't know, kind of targeted more towards people who don't use traditional or cisgender pronouns. For instance, Apollo, you use all pronouns, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a kind of a list of questions that could just kind of clear up any misconceptions or just kind of ease some people's minds going into it. And yeah, I hope that, you know, to whoever is watching, either they don't understand the whole pronoun thing or they're struggling trying to find their own self-identification. I hope this helps a lot because I think it's really cool. Personally, I think it's actually really cool. Just to like learn about, to hear other people, because I use cisgender pronouns, but it's like to anyone who doesn't, I think it's like really dope that they don't. And I want to know like everything about it. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First question: why do you use all pronouns?
I think I use all pronouns because most of the time I just don't want to be put into like a box of what a woman or a man can be seen as in, like, you know, the society. Mm-hmm. But, like, obviously, I was born a girl, and at a young age, I knew that I was, like, fine with being seen as a girl, and even, like, being one at some point, but that I wasn't just a girl for mm-hmm. when it came to pronouns, you know? Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I thought I was trans. Female to male, but when I learned that I could like use all pronouns, it kind of just like clicked and I was like, oh, that's me. So
gotcha. Okay, yeah. So it was kind of a pretty long path going to figuring out, am I more this or am I more this, and then one day it just kind of resonated with you.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
But also sometimes you like kind of have those moments where you're like, oh, am I actually? And that's totally normal. And you know, mm-hmm. it's normal, so don't worry if you like start questioning yourself or stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's okay to question yourself. Question everything. Say question whatever you feel like you need to question, go ahead, question it, do whatever you want. So that brings me to my second question. How did you know that you really didn't like cisgender pronouns? So like, I know that sounds kind of dumb, but it's like, was there a specific like thing that happened that was like, I don't feel like this anymore? Or was it just kind of a evolution, like kind of evolving, and you're like, wow, I really don't resonate with who I am right now?
Oh yeah. That's kind of a hard question, but like,
yeah, sorry about that. My bad.
I mean, I was always fine with my pronouns. I was, like, fine. I was, like, on the edge of them sometimes. But I'm fine with it. Just as long as people, like, acknowledge that that's not the only pronouns I use.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they have more options. It's honestly just how people see me as.
Gotcha. Okay. So are there some pronouns you prefer over others or no?
Right now they are she, her, he, him, and they, them, but that isn't in like order. That's not in specific mm-hmm. order. That's just in general.
Cool. Okay.
I mean, I like neo pronouns, don't get me wrong, but there's just like so many I don't like feel comfortable with yet. Mm-hmm. So I think that sticking to those three is what I'm most comfortable with right now.
Okay. All right. What's something you want people who don't understand the whole, like, pronoun thing to understand about self-identification?
That pronouns don't always equal gender identity.
Really?
That's really important for a lot of reasons. I and so many people like me have felt so confused because we were pushed the narrative that pronouns and gender are the same thing, so we didn't really know who we were, and we didn't want to be one thing but we liked pronouns for it, and that we wanted to be another thing but we hated the pronouns for it. it just creates a lot of unnecessary confusion and like self-doubt, and it can become mm-hmm. a serious stress and anxiety inducer for like teens that are questioning. So
okay, wow. How did your friends react to the pronouns that you use? Like, did they use and respect them? Were they a little, oh my gosh, I can't talk. Were they a little hesitant? Like, what was their, like, initial reaction, and how did it grow from there?
Well, first of all, I'm very grateful for all my friends, because most of them were accepting and respected Aww. Them.
Shout out to them, man.
Yeah. But for when they were using them, sometimes they'd kind of forget. I just had to remind them that it's not, like, just the only thing I use.
Mm-hmm.
And although I am completely fine with she, her, it would just be nice to acknowledge the other pronouns I use once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, I'm super grateful to have friends like that.
Yeah, and I feel like friends are the one thing that kind of get you through whatever battle you're going through.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it's really important, because I've never really struggled with gender identification or sexual identification or anything like that. For me, it's always been pretty like straight, like in a line, you know. It was always very clear. And I think for people who have kind of struggled with that and had to overcome it, I think that not only are you freaking amazing for figuring out who you are and really, really going with it and just not really giving a crap about what anyone says, but also having amazing friends there who, A, accept you, B, respect you, and C, still love you for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I get the whole, you know, because I've heard some people who are like, well, I mean, you can't just change your pronouns. And I look at them and I'm like, yeah, you can. I'm like, yes, you can. You know, and they're like, well, why would you do that? I'm like, because they feel like that. They feel like doing it. Okay. But yeah, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, obviously I have faced a lot of homophobia and transphobia in the past with that stuff. But yeah, having friends to help me through it always is like a great help. So I really appreciate them for that.
Good. Well, I guess that kind of led into my next question. Were there any challenges you faced when people realized that you use all pronouns?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A lot of questions came up. And there were some people who sometimes I even consider friends that thought, for some reason, they thought that they were, like, an exception to my pronouns.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but one of them even called me and was like, hey, I don't have to use your pronouns, right? Because I've known you for, like, a really long time. And I'm like,
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's the thing that makes me so upset. I swear on my entire life right there. When people are so entitled to you and to, like, your gender identification and everything like that, they just feel, like, exempt from literally, like, acknowledging your existence. Because, like, I know several non-binary people, and I know people who just, like, refrain from even, like, speaking about them or even, like, acknowledging their existence. And it's like, oh my gosh, they're a person.
Yeah.
I'm like, literally, it's not that hard. It's not difficult. Because they're like, well, I mean, how do you just, I mean, I don't really get it. Here's the thing, sweetheart. You don't have to get it. You just have to respect it, okay? I really don't care if you get it or if you don't get it. I honestly could not care less. I would be happy to explain it to you, and I would be happy to kind of educate you on the subject just a tiny, itsy-bitsy little bit. But at the same time, most of them are like, well, I'm right and you're wrong. You know, it's just like, shut up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
there's a lot of people like that.
And I guess it's difficult because like I said, use cisgender pronouns, but I've seen people experience that type of stuff. And it's just like, I wish that there were some people who understood it easier than others, because when I heard it, like, the whole pronoun thing, and when I first started, like, kind of hearing about it, at first I did not understand it. And then I started doing research on it, and I'm like, oh, this I get, you know? I'm like, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
And I just wish other people would take that extra step to understand something about another person instead of immediately just shutting them down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like it's hard, I feel like it's hard enough to just struggle with that part of yourself for so long, and then to have other people really, like, irritate you about it, or really, like, what's the word? Like, antagonize or like, patronize you on that?
Yeah.
That's, like, dude. There's the door. Go. Like, go.
Yeah. It's a struggle, for sure. Mm. And yeah, so that's really it.
Okay, next question. What is the most annoying thing people do when referring to you or your pronouns?
Oh, this is a good one. Some people have tried to befriend me to get brownie points, and
no.
It's so annoying.
Not the brownie points.
Yeah.
No.
They have, like, an achievements list. First, they're like, oh my god, be best friends with the gay kid. Number two,
Saber Complex, cute.
Yeah, and then they're like, be best friends with the any pronouns kid, and you know they just get to, like, knock down two birds with one stone with me. So they're like, oh my god, brownie points, I can seem like a good person.
Literally, if anyone at home is watching this and they're like, I want to be friends with the gay kid, I want to have a gay best friend, shut up. You're not the main character, okay?
Absolutely.
You are not in Pretty Little Liars. You are not in Glee. Go. Oh, yeah. Okay, go. Just go far away from here. I don't like you. I really don't like it.
It's really weird. Especially people who fetishize it. It's just gross.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I didn't even think about that. You know, I thought about, like, the homophobia part of that, and, like, the kind of arrogant, entitled, stupid-ass people who would be, like, talking all this shit. I didn't even think about people, like, what, fetishizing it? Like, that's...
Yeah, it's just gross. Oh, my God. It's like, really weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay. Gross. I'm sorry. I'm... Ooh. Yeah.
No, that's totally...
Ooh, that took me aback. That took me aback. Okay. Society can do to make people feel more comfortable and welcomed when talking about gender identification?
Yeah, I think the most helpful thing right now could be teaching it more in schools, mm-hmm. and going more in depth on, like, LGBTQ+ topics, so that mm-hmm. teens questioning can know that it's, like, not a bad thing if you mm-hmm. aren't what people in society in general deems as the normal. And so that people don't start getting, like, all iffy. Like you said, that people, like, avoid the topic at all costs, like, when mm-hmm. the subject comes up.
Okay, so this is just a very quick detour, but shout out to my teacher. Her name is Mrs. Parks, and I know she's watching this episode, so hey, girly pop, how are you? Oh my gosh, Ms. Parks, I'm just going to talk to you for a minute. Best teacher I've ever had in my entire life. She bought one of my hoodies. She is, like, the best teacher ever. And she talks about this types of stuff. Like, she's talked about, like, not only, like, with the whole lesson plan thing, but she kind of is able to relate it more to our general age division. Because, like, I think that they had us talk about, like, drugs or something like that, you know? And then she was able to not, like, read off of a piece of paper and be like, this is what LSD is. This is what crack cocaine is. This is how many milligrams of crack cocaine you can take before you die. No. Miss Park, she's like, yeah. So, you know, like, these are, like, this is just kind of what's going to happen. She took us through the process of, if you ever decided to do that, what would your body look like? What would happen? And she's talked about gender identification before. And I think that one of the things that sets, like, her apart from other teachers is that she gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of teachers, they're kind of like, oh, pronouns. I mean, I understand them. There's a difference between understanding and accepting and respecting and, like, getting it.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people don't get it. They just kind of accept it.
Yeah.
For being the baddest bitch in the world. Thank you. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Love Ms. Parks.
Yeah. Love Ms. Parks. Stan Ms. Parks. Okay.
Hey.
Period. What's one thing someone has done that's made you feel accepted and welcome?
Oh. Actually, when you actually sent me the message to be like, "Hey, you're coming to my podcast," I was like,
Actually,
"Wow."
oh my God,
I was like,
that's
"Wow, that's
so.
actually the first time that like anything like that has ever happened to me." So that was like, "Oh."
Oh,
And it lasted for like 20
dude.
minutes. I was just freaking out at like 1 a.m. I was like, "Yeah."
Oh, dude. That's awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? We'll come back to that. Okay. What makes pronouns important to you?
Honestly, they just make me feel more seen and, just more like visible to the eye, I guess, if that makes sense. Probably not, but it's fine.
Yes, it does definitely. I feel like having, I don't know, I feel like having something that you resonate with that people call you by on a day-to-day basis really helps you out a lot,
Yeah,
you know?
because it's like it's like, well, here's like an example. It's not too accurate, but I feel like it could like resonate. So, nicknames can be very important sometimes. Like you wouldn't go around, you wouldn't like to be called an idiot as your nickname and like be it seen as like your overall name. That's just not something you'd like to be like seen as, and
Because you're
so
not an idiot, you know?
yeah, because you
You're
want
not
that.
an idiot.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing, but not really. It kind of strays, but it varies. Okay.
No, I completely understand what you're saying.
Okay,
That
good.
if somebody were to call you like an idiot and that was just your nickname,
Yeah.
you're not an idiot. And over time, it just makes you feel really sad and like kind of angry and just like, wow, am I an idiot? You
Yeah,
know
it
what I
just
mean?
all builds up and it gets like to this really frustrating stage where it's like, I'm not this.
Right.
Yeah.
I like how I'm saying right as if I've like true, as if I've like I've done anything like that. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
It's all
But
right.
it's just like I can understand from a certain extent as to where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it's really important that not only do people treat you with like common human decency and stuff like that, of course,
Yeah.
but to also want to take that extra step into like helping other people out or helping other people feel accepted and welcomed. And
Yeah,
I think
because
that that's the step that we're lacking in as a society
yeah.
is that, well, you want to be called this. Okay, fine, whatever. But they don't take the extra step to actually hear you
Welcome
out about
somebody.
it, to
Yeah.
welcome them to it. As of now, they're allowing them to stay on the property, but they're not welcoming you inside the home.
Yeah.
And it's just
Absolutely.
like, it's like, would you want to, I don't think that's like okay, but you know, like it's really not cool. I don't understand what the whole deal is about that. So I think that was my last question, maybe. Hopefully. I don't know. Why did I just say hopefully? What the hell? I literally got 6 hours of sleep last night, and I have been at
Yeah.
a wrestling competition for like 4 hours, and it was crazy.
You should probably go to sleep.
Ugh, I probably should. But going back to the like how I reached out to you, I was like, do you want to be my podcast? Oh my God, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, that yeah, I was like freaking out, dude. You would have no
Oh
clue.
no, I'm gonna cry. Okay, I can't do that. No, because I'm gonna cry. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
Wow.
really cool. Thanks.
Wow. That's
Sometimes like really small things like that can go like a very, very long way. 'Cause I wasn't at my brightest moment when that happened. I had recently just gone through like a fight with my friends,
Oh.
lost of, like some few of them, and that just like really that was really great.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that just somebody taking the extra step,
Yeah.
somebody wanting to know more. And I'm glad that I could have been that person, and I'm glad that you were the person on the receiving end. I think that this is one of my favorite episodes that I've like recorded because,
Oh,
you know,
this is so
now I like
cool.
because like I've learned something, you know what I mean? It goes so much deeper
Oh,
than
yeah.
just what you would like to be referred as. It goes way deeper. And I knew that it was like pretty deep in there. It's like I feel like this or I resonate with this. But now it's not even a I resonate with this. It's this is who I've been, and I was kind of sort of acting like it wasn't like that. and I didn't know it was like that, you know, where it was just like, there's just so much about it that's so commonly misunderstood, and I'm glad that I at least understand it. And I hope that the people watching at least understand a little bit now.
Yeah, I hope I was, like, good with my words.
You were fantastic. You were, like, 10 out of 10. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This is, like, awesome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my God. Cool. You're welcome. Okay, wait, hang on. Let me talk to the people who are at home. Hey, guys, how you doing? If you guys like this episode and you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or Apollo if they feel comfortable with, you know, answering more questions about that. Have any questions, email either me or email them or something like that. Just, you know, or did I say email?
I have email, so I mean that works.
We have email. We do have email. No, just shoot either one of us a text or whatever. And I hope that someone learned something. I hope that whoever out there is listening who didn't understand pronouns or didn't, you know, whatever, I hope that you at least have listened, tried to understand. And if you still don't understand, can't really hold that against you because you at least tried. However, if you do, you rock. If you don't, but you listened, you rock. And I think that everybody who just takes the extra step, wow. Okay, I need to mentally take a lap.
All right, come on.
Yeah. I think that anyone who ever takes the extra step, you rock, okay?
Yep.
I hope both sides of your pillow are, like, cold. And I hope that your charger fits perfectly into the outlet on the first try. Yeah, that's basically, like, that is pretty much all I have to say. Any closing words, Apollo? Any words to the people?
Well, only to you, because I feel very bad for exposing you to, like, that, like, about the whole fetishizing thing, because that's, like,
it's okay.
That made me take a lap for a long while.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
So
it's all right. We got to get our cardio in. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because I don't even do it in PE, so.
You know what? You learn something new every day. I don't take PE, and I'm on the wrestling team. That's probably not the greatest combination ever, but.
It's great.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm, right? Yeah. Okay. This is so chaotic. We need to, like, stop.
Preach.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And you are amazing. Whoever is watching this, you're amazing too. I love each and every one of you, including Apollo, very, very
Thanks,
much.
Best
you
friend.
All. You're welcome, best friend, okay? You all are very near and dear to my heart, and I love you so, so, so much.
You know what, me too.
Yeah. Oh,
love you guys.
I just, like, knocked my mic. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to close this out because I need to literally go to sleep because I'm, all like, right. I am, dude, I am busted right now. Like, I am busted. It's okay. 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 How do I end my episodes? What am I doing? Okay. I need to, like, take a lap. I just need a second. Okay. Thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys again whenever I decide to record another episode. I can't promise that it's next week. I don't really know. So yeah, thank you, Apollo, again for coming on. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And to those of you watching, again, I love you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bestie.
See y'all later.
Bye, bestie.
Bye.